Hey everybody, Gressel here. Thanks so much for listening to episode 182 of D&D&D. Thanks for your patience last week. Sorry we had to miss it. I had a family event come up, couldn't get the episode done. Apologies, but here it is for your listening pleasure, and a little bit longer than some of the more recent episodes too, so enjoy that. Just a couple announcements off the top here. First of all, Beth will be at TwitchCon October 20th, 21st, and 22nd. If you are in Las Vegas, go and check out Beth at TwitchCon at Artist Alley and say hi. Check out her amazing artwork. She's added to her Poke Pantry line, as well as some other incredible paintings that you could have on display wherever you choose to display amazing art like Beth's. And you can follow us on Instagram at D&D&D Pod, where I am posting more and where now will be the social media of choice for new updates for the schedule and things like that. Like when something like last week comes up, to hear about it, follow us on Instagram. You can always email us at dndndpod@gmail.com and follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/dndndpod if you so choose to support the show. All right, that's it for me. Let's get to the episode. When last we left the team off, they were in the midst of an intense battle with a angry, furious dragon Didradon and his reanimated corpse followers. And Fletch was just dropped to 0 hit points. So Fletch falls unconscious and the battle rages on. Let's get back to it. Thanks, everybody. Do what's fun.
What was that?
That was an otherworldly howl from this magical evil skull. Just a horrible piercing sound in all of your ears. And yes, it was dropped to 0 hit points. You see a few of the other dwarves who are trying to flee this room and have been caught either by doors blocked by rubble or piles of bodies or otherwise have just been scared for their lives. They also pass out. Todd Hammerfist passes out and drops to the ground, his hammer falling next to him harmlessly.
God. Okay.
It is... Oh, the queens. The queens are going to attack Zabbis.
Did anyone start in the daggers?
No, they moved out of the daggers now.
Finally.
they miss again.
Nice.
They can't... Yeah. They are confused by your brilliant, sparkly form.
That's right.
You're too pretty for them.
Yeah. It's like one of those ships that has the metallic paint on it, and so yeah, radar can't see it. Mm-hmm. That's you and your sequin.
Yeah. Like those crazy, like, zebra-striped boats.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah. So cool.
I don't know, have you ever tried to fight a disco ball in an aurora? I imagine it's hard to hit.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true. Good point. You know what? From now on, I'm going to roll disadvantage on attack rolls against Zabbis. That is a very, very, that is a very valid point. The light in this room is fucking crazy. Your king guy is going to bring his axe down upon the one cut in half, but misses. Just slams it right into the ground next to the body of the other one, who is going to cast a spell on Zabbis once again. Disadvantage. 16. 16 will probably hit you though. Still, 16.
Oh yeah.
Yes. You're going to take 14 damage. Necrotic damage. Feels very bad. It's as if something is pulled from you. Whack. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You saw Fletch leave with Popo. Mm-hmm. You were free of your charm.
Am I still afraid of the dragon?
You're still afraid of the dragon and cannot move closer to the dragon. But you have the queens, the king, and your foppish guy split in half at your feet.
He's at my feet, right?
Yes.
Can I just shoot him with my crossbow up close?
just execution style?
Yeah.
Sure, advantage.
Okay. I'm aiming for the head. Nat 20.
Oh, shit.
What?
Yeah, all right.
Maybe double damage?
Double damage, yep.
Okay, so 13 double is 26.
it just stops. You pin it its head to the ground with your bolt, and it just doesn't move anymore.
That's charming. I don't know. I guess.
You're too afraid to quip.
Yeah.
Margarine's turn now. Margarine, skeletons around you. Fletch just passed out. Some of the other members of the room passed out. Berdalia has dropped her needles. Eldabel is hanging on. What?
Doc Terminus's lower half. Is that also defeated?
Yes, it is. Oh. Yes.
Just making sure.
The skeletons are next to me.
Yes.
And then the dissolved bones buck is a little bit further
yes,
than them.
Yes, the skull is nearby, yes. The
skull is nearby.
Yeah.
But I can't approach the skull without opportunity attack being an opportunity attacked by the skeleton? Okay, cool. Because I want
Yeah, you could position yourself. Yeah, yeah. You do have an arm caught in one of the skeletons, though. So how are you going to resolve that one?
A bunch of stuff I want to do right now, my guy. I'm scared. I'm scared of the dragon. And I'm scared of... But I'm frightened by the dragon, and I'm scared of Skull Zombie.
Yeah.
I want to kill Skull Zombie because Skull Zombie feels like it can do the most damage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to attack? I'm allowed to do that.
I don't think so right now.
You don't need advantage on the attack roll if another enemy of the target is within 5 feet of it.
Well, dragging your skeleton with you would put another enemy within 5 feet of it.
Yes, that enemy isn't incapacitated, and you don't have disadvantage on the attack roll. Would I have disadvantage on the attack roll?
No, but I'll say that your one hand is tied up.
Okay.
So you would not get your off hand.
Cool, I'm doing it then.
Okay.
And as I'm doing it, I'm still talking to this dragon. So, to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. 22 to hit.
22 will hit.
Cousin! Shouting up to the dragon.
My cousin.
Cousin, you said that you'd lied. There's one thing I don't understand. And damage. Regular damage is 9. Sneak attack damage is 18. Radiant damage is 5. No, it's 9 again.
No, okay.
18,
so,
9.
Yeah. No, 36.
Great. Do you actually like clowns?
Roll insight.
This is not a move.
No.
Okay. 9.
Mm-hmm. There's a brief moment you think the dragon's expression might have changed, but before you're able to know for sure, it's just you're too afraid to keep looking at it.
All right. I've got this other arm that's incapacitated.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to use my two-handed weapon move. Is this a matter of, like, attacking the skeleton by pulling out? Or can I attack, like, disadvantage attack the skull through the skeleton? Like, he's just impaled on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do that?
Yeah. It would be disadvantaged.
It would be disadvantaged. I'm going to take the risk to hit on disadvantage. My first option. My first one is 18. My second one, nice. 19. So 18 to hit.
18 will hit.
Yes. Okay. 8 piercing damage, 10 radiant damage. Add that to the amount of damage that I did on him initially.
Okay. So pretty good. Yeah. You've done a lot of damage to this thing. Yes.
So actions in combat, 2 weapon fighting. I also have second attack, extra attack. You can attack twice whenever you take the attack action on your turn. What does Skull look like?
The mask is starting to kind of like hang off of it, and you can see within one of the eye sockets a gemstone.
Really?
Yes.
What color?
Like a pale green.
Ugh. Can I, with my good hand on my second attack, try to stab that gemstone?
Sure.
Ooh, 12 to hit?
12's gonna miss.
All right.
You stab at the gemstone, and you're greeted with something very hard. You feel the strength of the stone as you make contact with it, and you don't appear to do any damage to it on that stab.
Damn. Well,
Action Surge. You can take one additional action during your turn, one time per short rest. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
reach into my pocket and pull out the Idol of Proboscis. Now, this is a little monkey statue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to flick its nose. A cartoonish bong noise happens and five howler monkeys.
Oh, not again.
Get out of this thing. They're summoned and they can do the user's bidding for 1 hour. And I'm going to tell these monkeys to fucking resuscitate everyone in the room.
Instead of take the mask off the dragon.
I'm surrounded by like 18 guys, dog. I would love to take the mask off the dragon, but Eldabell's on the ground and so is Fletch. Who's more important to you? She doesn't know what that word means. So Marjorie tells the monkeys, go help Fletch, help Eldabell, everybody who's down, help stabilize. You guys are nurse monkeys.
Imagine five monkeys climbing on this dragon's fucking face and trying to pry off this buttered up mask, dude. That'd be fucking great while they're howling and shit, but no, they gotta be nurse monkeys.
Yeah, because it's my idol of proposed. You could have bought it. They're nurse monkeys, dog.
The nurse monkeys chitter and set about their tasks, which we will resolve when we get to Fletch's turn. But for now, it is Zavis's turn. Zavis.
Okay, let's see here.
The two halves lie at your feet, motionless and seemingly defeated. The two queens, however, are still there. Your guy is still, as far as you can tell, somehow fighting on your side. Not the smartest tool in the column.
I do think he's going to turn on me when I attack these queens, but okay, I'm gonna cast Melf's Minute Meteors at level 4. So hold on, I gotta. Fuck, it's wild magic.
Oh, my monkeys weren't.
More arms. Oh my god, just more monkeys.
More monkeys. Roll another one, let's see what happens.
Chance to help.
36.
Please.
This is very funny with the monkeys and Popo. This is from Emily Rose. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
Animals.
I'm not saying thank you yet. I don't know what this is going to be.
I'm dead, so thank you.
Animals within 3 miles of the battle.
Miles.
That's pretty crazy. Will commentate on how the players are doing.
Holy shit.
This happens. Your spell, your minute meteor still does happen.
Okay.
But suddenly in the other room, but the monkey who was trying to the monkey that was trying to be a nurse monkey to Fletch just turns to you, Margarine, and says, you probably should have asked us to go and get rid of that
wow! Marjorie has no words.
Like Popo saunters over and like nudges Fletch, and you can hear Popo's,
Popo's moving now.
Popo's moving.
Wait.
Oh no! Popo's petrified.
Yeah, Popo got petrified.
Oh damn! Oh, I was gonna give Popo a fun voice. Popo's petrified.
Is Popo petrified in the way that his body can't move, but his eyes and mouth can?
His eyes and mouth. Yeah. Popo is thinking some things.
Yeah.
About Fletch's plan.
It's only for the audience.
Yeah, so that happens. Now you have your meteors.
Wow.
Okay. I'm just going to
toss them.
Blast them at the queens. Casting it at level 4, so I get 5 total.
You get 5 meteors. You can cast them, so you can expend 1 or 2 of the meteors to, okay. So you can, and then each one is 2d6 fire damage. So are you throwing 2 at 1 at each, or 2 at 1? Or 1?
I'll do 1 at each.
1 at each. Okay, roll your damage. You can roll 2d6 twice, so you can roll them separately. And then they also explode.
4 and 7.
they failed their saves and they get the explosion cast off of each. So both of them takes 11 total fire damage as your meteors explode at the queens, and they shriek in a horrible shriek, but not a magical one that makes you die. Fletch, it's your turn. Roll a death save.
And that's a dexterity?
No, that is just a straight up 20.
I don't add anything?
You add nothing.
What about the monkey, though?
I get to add a monkey dice.
I'll roll a medicine check for the monkey in a minute.
16, one success.
That's one success.
Yeah, dude. Thanks, dude.
All right, so now I'll roll for the monkeys. You had five of them, you said?
Yeah, but I suppose based on my instructions, only one's going to be on.
Right, but I'll see how many people you could potentially resuscitate. All right, I'll do Fletch first. Let's see. Medicine check for the monkey. That is going to fail. The monkies get no pluses
Does
to medicine.
Does he get bardic inspiration?
The monkey?
Yeah, because he's from me.
No.
Damn it.
You do get Todd Hammerfist up.
My bro.
Your monkey shakes him awake. Oh, they can talk. They can commentate.
They can, yeah.
Yeah, they can say, this certainly God was
damn.
An idea.
All right.
And the monkey hands Todd Hammerfist back his hammer and turns to you, Marjorie, and says, let's see how this shakes out. And then she runs off to help somebody else.
Okay. Okay. Marjorie's confidence is a little lower.
All right. Now the bad guys are going to attack. Your king, Zabbis, now is confused.
Oh, no. I knew it. I knew he would be... question my actions.
You have these meteors around you, and he says something in Dwarvish. Roll history with advantage.
14.
You recognize this as a antiquated slur for an elf.
Oh, wow. Man.
Wow.
And he is going to attack you and hits with his big axe. You are going to take 11 damage. The queens are once again going to try to hit you with their spells. They miss again. God.
My God.
Wow.
They need to get it together.
Not a good showing from the magical ladies here. The skeletons, one of them is going to have advantage on Marjorie since it is attached to you for all intents and purposes. That's going to hit you. You're going to take 7 damage. The other one, however, misses.
Riposte.
Okay.
Riposte.
No, net one.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's gonna miss.
My other hand goes
Your
in.
Your other hand gets caught in the other skeleton. The skull. What is the skull gonna do?
How hard is it to rip someone's ribcage apart?
You can find out on your next turn.
Right. There's nothing else there.
Yeah, there's no, like...
Make a constitution saving throw, Marjorie.
Me?
Yep.
I'm not a tank. Marjorie's not a tank.
Roll for Eldebel and Berdalia.
Oh, 9.
You are all blinded. So you you can't see.
On a con save, can I add a bardic inspiration to a con save?
You could, yes.
I need to... Well, that's a D100, huh?
That's not going to do it.
That's cheating.
It's a D10.
Add 72. How? What's 13 get me?
13 is not going to get you there. You are blinded.
This battle might be it, guys.
You are, you can't see. You automatically fail any ability checks that require sight. And attack rolls against you have advantage, and your attack rolls have disadvantage.
I hate this. Okay.
Beth is genuinely upset, everybody.
Yeah. Can we restart? How do I corrupt the
save
file?
Save scrum.
Yeah.
I think
At least
that's
you're
all.
You're alive.
Oh, the dragon. The dragon has to do something. The dragon is going to breathe in, open its mouth, and suck in some of that aurora light that is changing colors, that is swirling into this beam that is coming in from the outside from the sky. There is a clap of thunder and lightning.
Anybody throw a bomb in there?
Yeah.
that is what it does at this, on this turn. Flax turn, Flax.
Okay. I'm going to summon a fey spirit.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I call forth the spirit from the Feywild. It manifests physically in an unoccupied space that I can see within a range.
Okay.
It uses a stat block that is here. When I cast the spell, I have to choose a mood, deceitful, furious, or joyful. I shall choose deceitful. It physically remembers, it physically resembles, I get to choose out of these three, satyr. So it's a deceitful satyr.
So this is the guy shows up?
Yep.
Hey.
The creature disappears when it drops to zero hit points or when the spell ends, which is up to an hour. It is friendly to our companions. In combat, it shares my initiative count and takes its turn immediately after mine. It obeys verbal commands that I issue to it with no action required by me. And it'll defend itself, but otherwise take no action if I don't issue any commands. I'm going to tell this little guy to go get that mask off that dragon.
You call forth this fey spirit. You open up the this portal to the Feywild, and a satyr starts to step out. However, the satyr is split in half by an axe blow, and a large, hulking pig man comes out.
What the fuck?
And steps forward and taps the ground with his pole axe and clearly will obey your commands.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Is it Popo?
It's not. Popo is still petrified in the other room.
Okay.
But this is a bipedal pig man with huge hulking muscles.
Where did he come from?
The Feywild. You called him forth.
Why did he get Satyr? Weird?
Satyr's in half.
It's like you called something else and this guy was like, nah, I've been waiting. Yeah. I've been lying.
It's my turn.
What? No cutting.
Okay. Cool.
This is like 6.5 feet tall, like 300 pounds, like big pig man.
Can you go get that mask off the dragon? Because I can't even move towards him because I'm scared. But you're not.
And it leans down and its pig snout is just inches away from your face. And he says, I am not. And it runs towards the dragon.
Oh, shit.
Cannot quite get there on this turn.
This is this fey thing I... As a bonus action, the fey can magically teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space.
Gets a lot closer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Dang.
What the fuck? Where'd this guy come from?
I know, that was horrifying.
Hey, what's your name?
Do you remember the guy's name?
This is a pre-established character?
There was one at the end who helped you guys break out of the castle.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't remember his name.
It doesn't have to be the same guy. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that does not sound familiar.
Let's
at
see.
All.
I'm sure you were there.
No, it was prequel. It was prequel stuff.
Oh, it was prequel stuff. Okay. Well, now I don't feel as
well. I do want to see if I may have written his name.
I have written down both the pigman. Is in
both?
Yep.
Both. It was both. Yeah.
Both?
Oh, his name is Both?
It's Both.
It was Both.
Probably Both.
Yeah, it was Botha.
So this is Both?
Both. Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Both.
Thanks.
The pig man.
I am not. What's your name? Both. The audience goes wild!
And it teleports, and then you chose Deceitful. So Deceitful is immediately after using Fae Step.
Uh-huh.
It fills a 5-foot cube within 5 feet with magical darkness.
Yeah, what does that mean? What does that do?
Magical darkness means that anything that's within that 5-foot cube is blinded, can't see, can't take actions that require sight. That kind of, it is a magical darkness. We dealt with that in the temple when you did the werewolf thing with Cedric.
Oh, okay.
That was magical darkness. Yeah. So teleports, appears in the room that you guys are in. Margarine and Fletch is unconscious. Margarine, you see
nothing.
Poof, and then nothing. You're blind.
Yep.
Well, it happens. And then the pig starts to rush towards the dragon. It is Margarine, it is your turn. You are blinded.
Can't see nothing.
Can't
All that's
see
in my
nothing.
Head is how the monkeys were like, dumb, you should have done something else. You should have fucking done something else. And so that's what I'm gonna do. Be like, monkeys! You gotta be right. Okay, stop what you're doing and rip the mask off that dragon.
And I'm gonna try to fucking rip, like, my hands are just straight in this guy's rib cage, and I'm gonna rip it open. I don't think I need to look to do this.
You don't. You definitely do not. It's going to be a strength roll of some kind, so I suppose acrobatics.
Acrobat? Ooh.
Or not. That's a dex thing. No. Athletics.
Because I do have
Athletics is what you're trying to strong man.
I'm not a brawler. Different character I play. 25.
Sure. Yeah. Poof. You just split your hands apart. And bones scatter. The skeletons are in pieces. You've broken their spines apart.
Both of them?
Yeah, because you had one in one arm, one in the other.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So the guards return to as they were. You can't really see much of anything else. There is the skull.
All right, so I'm afraid of the dragon and I'm blinded.
Yes.
I know that I can try to get out of being frightened by, like, thinking.
You
could
roll a wisdom
nice
saving
things.
Throw, yes, and try to not be frightened.
Is there any way for me to will myself out of blindness?
Eat a bunch of carrots.
Is it like a flash bomb?
It is going to last a little bit longer. I'm not going to tell you exactly how long.
Okay.
You are in a swirl of dust. You are in a dust cloud. You can tell that it is this dust cloud that is making you blind.
Oh. Who cast the dust cloud?
The skull.
I hate this.
I didn't even get to list him off. You guys engaged the dragon before I got to introduce the whole band.
Do you want me to ask what his name is?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, Eldebel was on the ground, and I had moved away from Eldebel and Bredelia. So I know, like, if I try to just wildly swing my sword, I'm not going to hit them. I know where this thing used to be.
Mm-hmm. You would have disadvantage on the attack.
I would have disadvantage on the attack. I'm still going to go... I'm still going to attack with my second attack.
Okay.
I think if I run out of the cloud, I'm going to get... Someone's going to stab me in the back.
Who, though? Skull has no arms, and skeletons are broken.
My conscience has a point. Does Marjorie know that this is like an area of effect thing?
Roll perception.
15.
You feel the dust around you. I think you would have an idea of being inside of this cloud. It's a physical area of effect thing. It's not a personal magical effect.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to use my second wind.
Okay.
So I get 1d10 plus 5 HP. Level that does not seem a lot.
I mean, it could be 15. That could be an entire turn that keeps you alive.
Well, instead, it's 10.
Still.
I just have to run out of this zone. So I will use my fucking cunning action. Dash, disengage, or hide. So I suppose I'm gonna dash. But I don't have a direction. Well, I have to run away from the dragon.
You have to run away from the dragon, which puts you back into the throne room with the two queens who are burning. Zavis, who is surrounded by three little meteors orbiting him.
I didn't want to leave Bredelia and Elderbell, though. I had to.
You can't run towards the dragon. But if you run, that's the way to run.
I hate this.
This boss fight? I'm sorry, it's difficult for you.
I hate making decisions. Every decision is the wrong decision in my head. Yeah, I run. Yeah, I'm not gonna stand in the cloud and wait for somebody to fucking dissolve me. So yeah, I run out of the cloud, and that leads me into
that leads you into the throne room. Yes, you see the two queens who are burning. You see and screaming, and disco ball Zabbis surrounded by three meteors orbiting her. The axe wielding barbarian king is next to Zabbis, looks very angry. As angry as one can look behind a mask, but you read the body language.
Punched shoulders.
Black is also here, looking in the direction of where the pig ran and is kind of, confused? There is the body of a satyr split in half at Black's feet. Well, then that's it. You're
that's
done.
That's it. That's my move, yeah.
Zavis.
Monkeys
Marjorie
go.
Marjorie just ran in and looks terrified.
Yeah.
You have three remaining meteors. You can throw two of them, up to two of them.
Okay,
as a
well,
bonus action.
I'll do that. Can I do that first?
Or yeah,
I...
you can do that first.
Okay, I'll do that first and do one on each of the queens.
Okay.
Oh, I have an advantage against being frightened.
Well.
Forgot.
Remember that for next time.
It does it right there.
And we even brought that up, that one of you had it. Okay, so you roll your roll 2d6 twice for each of your meteors.
10.
I suppose you could have just rolled 4d6, but...
And 3.
13. Okay, the queens scream and burn and fall to the ground harmlessly.
Dead?
Yes, once again, they seem to be dead.
All right.
The barbarian screams and rages and is very upset with you, Zavis. You have an action still. That was a bonus action.
Yeah.
Oh, you start with 6 and you get 2 more.
I thought I started with 5.
It says you create 6 tiny meteors in your space. So you have, you've thrown 4. You had 8 total. So you have 4 left.
Oh, okay. I don't want to lose those then. I don't know what other non-magical actions I can even take that would be.
Oh, you lose concentration on a spell if you cast another spell that requires concentration.
Yeah, the Eldritch Blast doesn't.
So you could Eldritch Blast.
Okay, I'm going to do that on the...
On the king? Your one-time ally.
Yep, sorry, dude.
All right, roll to hit with your Eldritch Blast.
26.
That will hit, yes.
That was just one by one. And
15?
Yeah, that's a good hit. On
blasting.
The king. Boom. There is a blast of energy, Margarine. You see as the king is hit with this Eldritch Blast, the meteors continue to whirl around Zavis. It is now Fletch's turn. Fletch, death save.
Yeah. 7 failure.
That is 1 fail and 1 success. You feel a hand on you.
Cool.
As Berdalia casts Cure Wounds.
Oh.
You're healed for 1 hit point.
Woo!
No, it would be plus her constitution. So you're healed for 5.
5.
Hit points as you're awoken. However, the rogue tendril of Aurora that she lost control of finds some of the dwarves in the room who were not so lucky with their death saves. And you now have 4 more zombies in this room.
Oh no.
As some scientists rise from their deaths to attack you, and they're going to.
Oh.
On the turn that they're summoned? That's not magic rules.
They all miss.
Oh, great.
The skull is. Margarine, make a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah. 13.
13 is going to fail. You are cursed.
Oh my god.
You have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. At the end of each of your turns, you can roll to try to break the curse.
Okay, I will. Jesus.
The dragon is going to let out that breath weapon that it was building. Everybody make a constitution saving throw.
Even in the other room.
Even in the other room.
21.
15.
14.
Wow. I rolled the same thing twice. 21.
Those 21s are very fortunate. The others are not. You're going to take 40 damage.
Whoa.
Wait, all of us take 40 each?
Zavis and Flack.
Oh my god.
What the fuck, dude?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? It's been really fun doing D&D with you guys. I'm glad that we all went out with a bang.
Yeah. This was a great last episode.
Didn't realize it was the last episode. All right.
We got any cupcakes or something.
Yeah.
They're getting black cod.
I'm making pudding, though, for dessert.
Oh, pudding. Yay. That's because our bones are going to be pudding. Can't wait to eat my
pudding bones.
Character.
The animals, Both and the monkeys.
Yes.
Both is leaps.
Doesn't Both go right after me?
Oh, he does go after you. Okay, so the monkeys are making their way towards the dragon, and they all get pretty close. They start to climb on him, and he is not happy about it.
What do they think about that choice?
They're like, much better, Margarine. Now we're actually contributing in a meaningful way.
All right.
Margarine, the bird, what?
None of us were trained in medicine.
I do so much for this podcast.
We are but monkeys without proper medical training. Flack, your turn.
There are a bunch of bodies around me, huh?
There are bodies around
you. Dance macabre.
What?
Threads of dark power leap from my fingers to pierce up to 5 smaller medium corpses I can see within range, which is 60 feet. Each corpse immediately stands up, becomes an undead zombie, gains a bonus to its attack and damage rolls equal to my spellcasting ability, and I can command the creatures, and I tell them to go get that fucking mask off that goddamn dragon.
Oh my god.
There are so many creatures now trying to get that mask.
We got 5 corpses I've just animated, so let's give us the queens.
That's fine. I'll just keep murdering everyone.
Thank you. Yeah, you're
supplying
this.
I just won't ever take a turn.
I'll do Fletch. He'll be a zombie.
Fletch isn't dead yet.
Got the 2 queens.
Yep. You can get the 2 guards.
There's satyr.
Okay, yeah, the satyr.
Individually hop. It's like it's a fucking Fantasia thing up in here.
That's
like
so gross.
Going to get that mask.
Oh my god, these are just the nastiest. Ugh. Howler monkeys, this pig man, and then these just gross bodies. two of which are split in half.
Yes.
Oh my god, okay.
I love it. You really, Grussel said, what? What?
Yeah, give us fan art of this scene happening.
Oh, I'm just imagining, like, what is that? There's that image. It's like a Saturn eating his own son type image, but not that of like bodies all crawling on stuff in like hell or whatever. Okay, it is. Well, they do that. It's their turn. It's Both's turn.
And Both, yeah.
Both is going to say, primate friends, let us grab the mask.
Dude, Both rules.
Yeah.
Really hope Both doesn't die right now.
Both jumps up on the dragon. Let's roll an athletics roll for Both. Both succeeds.
Yes.
And he starts to help the monkeys up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like the little climbing.
monkeys, Both.
And he starts to help the monkeys up. The undead are dragging a little bit behind. But they're making their way downtown. It is. Margarine, it's your turn. You're in this room. You can roll to try to break the curse. Oh, no. You roll to try to break the curse at the end of your turn.
Behind you is the skull. Everyone's pretty much taken care of in this room, right?
What?
Everyone's pretty much taken care of in this room.
The Barbarian King is still up.
But it's far away from me.
It would be a reasonable assumption to, at this point, think Zabbis has it under control.
Yeah, okay.
You have the skull behind you that has pretty much focused in on you.
I would like to kill that skull. Okay. Can I see the skull?
You can see the skull.
But I'm cursed and frightened.
You are unfrightened now.
I am?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Enough time has passed and you are not frightened.
You son of, you know what? I thought I gave you the benefit of the doubt, but then you went and did this, and I'm not proud to be your cousin. And I attack the skull guy. Attack him with my disadvantage bullshit. First one's 19, second one's, yeah! Second one was 28, 19 to hit.
Yes, that will hit.
Sneak attack. Yeah, 23.
Ooh.
Very nice.
My.
Plus, wrong thing. Ignore that. Regular piercing attack for 9.
Good rolls.
A radiant D8. 2. That's it. Did it work? Is he dead?
The mask drops off, and now you can see 2 gems glowing, and the mask clanks to the floor.
But he's not dead.
He's not quite dead.
Wait, mask?
No. Oh. The skull.
Okay, second hand. Disadvantage. First one, 17. Second one, 28. 17 to hit.
That'll miss.
Ooh! Stinky bad. Don't like that. I gotta do it again. I've got a second attack.
So with that first lucky... Man, I got a nat 20. But it's not going to matter because the second one I rolled... 17.
17 will miss.
Damn it.
That just die.
Zabbis. It's just your buddy. Just the king remains in this room. You have done a pretty good job with everybody else.
Yeah. How many more meteors do I have left?
Four?
Oh my god.
You can toss two of them.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely going to.
Okay, that is 4d6. And then you can also Eldritch Blast if you so choose.
6, 2, 4, and 4. So.
So 16 total fire damage.
Yep.
Boom. Okay. The king staggers, drops to a knee.
And then, yeah, I'm going to Eldritch Blast him. Please, please, please. 20?
Yes, that'll hit.
14?
Very good rolls, yes. He drops to a knee, and then you blast him with an Eldritch Blast right in the face, knocking his mask off, as well as his skull.
Wow.
And the body falls to the ground.
Yeah.
Harmless.
Can I take the mask?
You can.
Yeah, I did that.
You roll a wisdom saving throw.
12? I'm not very smart.
It fixes itself to your face.
Oh.
And you feel compelled to fight alongside the dragon.
Okay.
Fletch.
Yeah.
Death save. Oh no, you're up.
I'm up. I can actually.
You can do
stuff.
Things.
Yeah.
On HP, baby.
I'm confused because I'm hearing animals talk, so I feel like I came back from the dead and I have newfound abilities. The monkey. I heard the monkeys talk. I heard the
guys. Yeah. Guys.
The monkeys look at you and they say, "Oh, look who's finally decided to join us."
Oh, hey, what's up? What the heck? I can hear you? Can you hear me?
Yes, the monkeys can hear you. And they're being helped. They're all climbing on the dragon, being helped up by this pig man, which also, I believe, happened while you were unconscious.
Yeah, everything's just new.
Berdalia is standing over you.
Berdalia, did you bring me back from death?
You were getting pretty close. I did heal you, but you're in really rough shape. You should be careful.
Dead, I know. Is my concussion gone?
No.
It's not? Oh, damn. Okay. Well, it looks like they're trying to get the mask off, so that's good. And I see that the glowing root of the the sword.
Yes.
Oh, God, what's that called?
Eagle Strike?
Eagle Strike. I see Eagle Strike. And I just... My goal is now to pick up Eagle Strike.
You can do that. You can get there and grab it on this turn.
Go and I pick up Eagle Strike. Does anything happen when I grab it and hold it?
The blade catches fire.
Okay. Oh,
that's cool, but that's not useful, I don't think. What do I do now?
The skull.
Oh, wait. I had a question for you as a DM.
Okay.
There's a hole in the ceiling.
No, there's a hole in the, there's a hole, there's a window, an open window out to the sky, to the, like, and at the end of the throne room.
Yeah, and that's where all the light is coming from?
Yes, the light
through?
Is coming from, yes.
You said a storm was approaching.
I did say that there was thunder and lightning,
thunder
yes
and
I
lightning.
Did.
Yeah. So, I hold up the sword and I call a storm. To try, and my thought is that it'll block out some of the light from the aura, maybe.
Oh, clouds? Weaken,
like clouds will, yeah, obscure the, maybe.
That's
to lessen the.
Technically true. Yes.
It's an aurora with clouds.
You call the storm. Clouds roll in. Some of the zombies fall to the ground dead. They are not able to. There isn't enough light coming through to maintain the magic that is animating them. Of the five that rose, let's say three drop. You have a lightning bolt you can direct.
Yeah, I'll direct it. I guess at the face of the dragon.
Okay, it hits. Roll your damage. Roll a d8.
Oh, I'm gonna get him good. One. It's so stupid.
Classic.
The dragon does not react.
Fuck. Well, okay, at least the clouds rolled in.
The clouds rolled in.
And then I think that's it. I think that's all I can do because I ran and moved. And,
yeah. You grabbed a weapon. You did a thing. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Zabit. Marjorie. No, it's everybody else. It's the zombies. Berdalia picks up her knitting needles and she helps Eldabel back to her feet. And the two, now that the aurora has been lessened in intensity, are able to control it. Eldabel says, "I think I can handle it now. Go help some of the people." And Berdalia goes to heal some of the non-dead dwarves. Todd Hammerfist joins Margarine in attacking the skull.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And bro!
He misses his first hammer swing. But he says, "Don't worry, Margarine, I'm coming." But then he doesn't make contact. The skull is able to avoid it. The king is dead. The queens are dead. The other king is dead. There are two zombies left that are going to attack Fletch. One of them hits. You were pretty low on hit points, eh? 4?
Okay, cool. I got one.
You got one left.
Wow.
But just it's a kind of out of shape professor who was animated and just kind of like hits you with a big meaty smack. and does 4 damage. The dragon, however, is going to try to claw away some of the monkeys. Well, there aren't
there
5?
There's so many, right?
Did roll
there's
a 1
so
on one
many.
Of those.
That's great. That monkey gets super.
So, God, and it rolled a 1 for the bite, too.
Wow. Right.
One of the claw attacks, though, is going to get one of the monkeys and fling it across the room, smacking against the wall and sliding into the ground near Margarine, where he says, "That did not feel good," and then he dies.
Oh, no. This is the first time one of the monkeys has died.
Are they technically alive?
That's
a question for magical ethics class.
Margarine, that monkey just said that didn't feel good, and then he died.
That feels like an ethics class. We would agree that it feels, and therefore it is being and lives.
Well, yeah. I heard him say that. I can speak with animals now.
Oh.
Like, permanently.
I can
understand all the animals that I've heard.
Margarine pauses, smiles, and says, "Wow." Cool.
I just smiled to myself.
And Fletch hears Both giving instructions to the monkeys and the monkeys commentating on what is happening all in the background.
Low nod.
There's like a bird that flies through just randomly like, "Oh, no, fuck this," and leaves. Flax turn. And then subsequently Both, so we will see what happens there. Flack, you are in the throne room. There are no more threats in this room except for the skull at the threshold that has been...
Am I still scared?
No.
Oh.
The fear has run its course.
Okay. Finally. Christ. This skull has got to be pretty beat up, right?
It's looking pretty bad, yes. It didn't look great to begin with, but now its mask has been knocked off.
You know what? I'm just going to use my crossbow again.
Okay.
Am I in range, 80 feet?
Yes, certainly.
12 to hit?
12 will miss.
You know what? I'll just use inspiration, whatever. And I got a 1. Oh, wait, no, that's a 7. Okay, it's 17.
17 will miss still.
What the? Okay, well then, fuck off, skull. I guess that's all I got. I'll start moving towards that area. Though.
Margarine.
Skull's still alive?
Skull's still alive.
Oh, did I forget to uncurse myself?
You did.
Aww. Can I try to uncurse myself? Right now?
Sure.
And I have disadvantage on it.
Yes.
Well, it ain't gonna happen for me. That's a 1.
That's, yep.
I'm not even gonna try the second one.
That's gonna be bad, yeah.
Okay. You, the fucking 8th time's a charm, and I attack Skull Guy.
With disadvantage.
It's a 1.
That's gonna miss.
Back to back, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Back to back. Well, all right. I attack again. Nope, that's a 15. That's not gonna hit.
Yeah, that'll miss.
Russell?
Beth.
Okay, Margarine's
pissed because
mm-hmm.
she keeps missing.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's just standing here
mm-hmm.
mocking me with his dwarvish.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when someone makes up a language that isn't real, but tells you that they're calling you mean names.
Yep, the yeah, tone. The you tone, understand. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's bad. So I'm going to sheath my knives. And then as my second attack, I'm just going to try to rip the gems out of his eyes. I'm reaching in there.
Okay. Make a athletics roll.
Now, this is not a to hit, and it's not a save.
Are you getting me on semantics here? It is. The target has a disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws, and this is a skill check. Okay.
Athletics. Hell yeah. 24 to rip out gem eyes.
You do that, and describe to me what happens.
I've got little tiny fingers.
Yes.
Nimble little fingers where, like, the skin, I'm so old that the skin around my hands is loose and my bones are itty bitty. So I can get places, like how a cat, if it can fit its head someplace, if my bones get in there, it's gonna work out. And so I'm able to put my little hands into this thing, so mad, into this thing's face. I wrap my metatarsals around the back of the gems and I yank. And when I yank, there's like a magic circulatory system that was operating this like floating bones skeleton, and it looks like aurora colors. And as I pull the eyes out of the socket, as if it were cardiovascular, that those aurora veins come with the skull, and the whole thing kind of turns unanimated in its colors and its energy.
Yeah.
It just becomes stuff, and the aurora veins dissipate. And I'm holding two green gemstones.
Roll perception.
And
they appear to be ordinary gemstones, but nothing else happens. The bones, the skull, the spine, the shoulder blades, the tattered clothing all fall to the ground harmless.
In a pile.
Zavis.
Wait, will you allow me to try to dispel my
Oh yes, roll your curse.
Yeah. Only because I was making yeah.
Right.
That's wisdom?
Wisdom. Disadvantage.
Yeah. 12.
12 is not gonna do it. Zavis, you feel compelled to fight for the dragon.
Yeah, wait, so how's this gonna work?
So you now feel the presence of the barbarian king Gunnar Hammerfist. Pick up the big axe.
Okay.
You are not very good.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's no way.
With this big axe. However, you feel compelled to try to use it against Margarine. So roll.
I am not facing you.
Roll a strength roll with disadvantage.
Nat one.
Okay, yeah, wow. You could barely lift the axe.
Yeah.
But Margarine, you see Zabbis with this mask on, pick up this axe and kind of like stumble and fall.
What are you doing?
Do I look cool?
Fletch.
Yeah.
You see that the pig man and the monkeys are trying to get to the mask on the dragon's face.
Yeah.
The dragon is trying to swipe them away.
Yeah.
You have mitigated any further threat of zombies. There are, I think there are still two left around you. You have a flaming sword.
I have a flaming sword.
Yes. That feels empowered.
Okay. Then I will take out the Helm of Ferdy and hope to see some vulnerabilities, if any, on the dragon, or any like weak, or like let's say if can I use that to see if there's any weak point on the mask that, like, did we pry it away a little bit? Mm-hmm. Did we do anything?
Roll investigation, nature, or arcana.
Okay, I'm gonna do investigation because I have a +6. Didn't matter, nat 20.
Okay, yeah, the mask is a vulnerability.
The mask is the vulnerability?
Yes.
Got it. All right, then. With my... next question. Are there plant life around?
Yeah, there would be. There would be, yeah, like...
plenty of plants?
Yeah, like pots and stuff of decorative plants.
Yeah, okay. Sure. I'm going to cast plant growth at level 3, and if possible, command the plant to latch onto the dragon to kind of hinder it, like grab its wings or claws or legs.
The area along the wall that the dragon is clinging to becomes thick and overgrown with plants. That makes it difficult to move around within this space. They overgrow all over its legs and tail and entangle its movement, hindering any movement that it would try to take.
Awesome. And then can I make my second action to jump up onto the dragon again?
roll athletics.
24.
You jump and you don't get up to the dragon's face, but let's say you get up on it where you could then next turn get up there.
Sounds good.
It is the bad guy's turn.
Did my reanimated corpses ever have a turn?
Yeah, they moved closer to the, you were like, get to the dragon, right? Yeah, they're all joining. Yes, so now it is Both, monkeys, reanimated corpses. Fletch is up there. Fletch gets caught up in the kind of like flood of the reanimated corpses, and they kind of push you up towards with them to the monkeys. So you get closer. Recognize you as, you know, part of the team, and they say to you like, all right, maybe this is going to be a good idea, and they start to like pass you to the next one up to where it is now you and the pigman Both.
Oh, nice.
Standing before the mask, but Both is having trouble grabbing the mask because it is covered in butter.
I wonder how that got there.
And then it is going to be the dragon's turn. The dragon is the last remaining villain, the last remaining bad guy here. And the dragon is once again going to try to swat away what is on his face.
Does he have disadvantage, though, since he's hindered by the plants?
Yeah, I'll do disadvantage for the claw attacks, sure. Try to break free of the plants, but that's not going to help because it is a plus 11 to hit. So those multi attacks or those claw attacks are going to knock away the monkeys. One of the reanimated corpses as well gets knocked away, but a few of them are still up there with Both and Fletch. There's going to be a bite at the monkeys as they fall, and a couple of them are just consumed.
Oh, damn. What? Monkeys got eaten.
Two of the monkeys got eaten.
Two of them.
The bit of the Aurora that has made it through the clouds now starts to swirl towards the dragon again in a recharge of that breath weapon. Mm. Back up top to Flak.
I mean, I'm going to move over, you know, get in there, get in the room finally.
Mm-hmm.
Join everyone else. And then can I get to Fletch? No, he's like on the dragon, right?
You could, if you dimension doored.
I will dimension door onto the dragon next to Fletch.
The big purple musical note appears. And you step through it, and the big purple musical note appears next to Fletch. And you step through it, and you are on the dragon. And Both, the pigman, says, Summoner,
yeah,
aid me in removing this greasy mask.
Oh, yeah, use your staff. Pry it. Use leverage. That's a simple machine.
The wisdom of the summoner. And then he sticks his halberd into the mask and rolls a strength roll. Not going to be good enough. But you see it budge.
It budged.
Fletch, Flak, see it budge.
Keep it up, Both.
The dragon groans, and this is a sound that you have not heard before from the dragon. It is a groan of anguish and frustration and worry. So that was Both. Margarine.
Last I checked, I was standing in a doorway. Zabbis failed to pick up an axe.
Yes, Zabbis is struggling with the axe and has a mask on his face and is like, it's too heavy for him. Yeah.
Okay. Both the F-boys are on top of the dragon now?
Yep.
Yeah, we up here.
Yeah.
Eldebel and Berdalia seem to be holding down the fort.
Berdalia is healing what dwarves she can. Eldebel is doing her best with the Aurora that has been obscured by Fletch's storm.
All of the zombies seem to have been
incapacitated for
now. For now. There are only two remaining monkeys. The others have been either eaten or broken. Both seems to be in okay shape. And then there is a little group of shambling undead that is also climbing upon the dragon.
That's nice.
Its legs are entangled in plants.
Zappa's fucked around and found out, so I'm just going to leave him. And try to climb the I want to run up to see if I can climb up and be on the dragon as well.
Roll athletics.
Okay.
Did you break out of your curse? You did not.
I did not.
You were still cursed. So this is going to be... Oh, no, we decided that's a skill check.
The skill checks are fine. 19 to climb.
You start to climb. You can break. You can try to break a curse now.
I am trying. Nat 20.
Oh.
Or an 8.
8's not going
to
do it.
But nat 20 wasn't powerful enough to kill the... Fuck. All right.
Disadvantage on saving throws. I think that's how that's supposed to go. It's supposed to be tough to break the curse.
It is very tough. How long does the curse last if I don't...
I didn't ask to be cursed.
Well, we'll see.
Cool.
Zabbis. You have to chase and attack Margarine.
Yeah, I guess so.
You do, though, feel compelled to use this axe. You feel the presence of this barbarian king within you, and it is imbuing you with some abilities you're unfamiliar with. Like, you're suddenly able to run very fast, and you catch up to Margarine. Roll a athletics roll to see if you can also climb the dragon.
14.
You get started, but you don't quite catch up to her. You're like doing the pirate thing, you know, or you've got like the knife in your mouth.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Letch, you're on top of the dragon.
Yep.
What do you do?
I look at Both and I look at Black.
Hey.
And I say, let's do this. And I turn the sword around and jamming in there for some leverage, and then I pull with all my might.
Roll athletics.
18.
The mask moves a little bit.
And then I, for my second action, I'll turn to the boys again and be like, all right, one more time. Ready? Can we all do this together? Is that a...
Can I help?
Yeah, sure. Roll athletics.
Me?
Yeah. Both will also roll. Not a great roll for Both.
Dirty 20.
Nat 20.
Oh, dirty nat.
dirty nat.
James, roll for your zombies.
also athletics?
Yeah.
How many?
Just one collectively.
11.
Okay. Between the group of you, the mask starts to move.
Oh.
And there is a glow, a bright, bright glow that comes from underneath it. Not a blue-green aurora glow, not an evil red glow, but just a bright, white, clean light that glows from underneath the mask as you're prying it off of the dragon's face. The dragon screams in Draconic. You understand Draconic, right,
ew.
Fletch? You understand... that the dragon is screaming and saying, no, you're ruining my plans. You're ruining my chance for revenge. I will not go back to the stone. I will not. And then you pop the mask off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a chair, bitch.
The dragon slumps and groans. And is just a massive amount of rock that falls to the ground. Roll dexterity saving throws, you two. Both is okay. He expertly 24. Leaps from the dragon. 24 is good.
16?
16, you're going to take a little bit of a hit for damage. You're pinched between a falling rock and the ground.
Fair.
Monkeys, Beth, roll for monkeys. Dexterity saves. They're not cursed.
22.
They're okay.
With a
the remaining monkeys are okay.
They high-five each other.
They high-five each other and say, that was intense. And the dragon is just a lump of dragon-shaped rock.
We did it, everyone.
We did it.
Wait, Zabbis, what are you doing?
What have you done?
I look at Flag, you know what to do. And we hop on Zabbis's back.
No!
Jam the sword in there.
Got any extra butter?
Yep.
Can I reach into Zabbis's bag and try to find the bird mask that I made on the first episode of this season.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you come at me, I'm going to swing at you.
I'll dodge. You're Zabbis.
Yes, okay. Roll sleight of hand. You're not cursed anymore.
I'm not cursed anymore. 27.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes. You grab you're able to remove the bird beak mask.
The nat 20 bird beak mask.
The perfect bird beak mask.
The perfect mask. Did he swing at me?
Oh yeah, roll your attack, Zabbis.
Oh, I wasn't sure if I even noticed, like 19.
19 will beat your armor class, won't it?
It will.
All right, roll a d12 and add your strength.
Three.
I use uncanny dodge.
Okay.
When an attacker that you can see hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction to half the attack's damage against you.
Great. You take 1.5 damage.
I love how we defeat a fucking stone dragon, and now we just have to sit here and watch the skirmish between two of our own
players. And I sleight of hand again to swap the mask out on their face.
Okay.
28.
You do that. You remove the barbarian king's mask, and you replace it with the bird beak mask. Zabbis, you no longer feel the effects of this spell. However, Margarine, you need to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Satisfied, happy, feeling like we did a good job. Got the mask in my hand, and I rolled a 12.
The mask affixes itself to your face, God, and you now feel possessed by the spirit of the barbarian king.
What have you done?
You know what to do.
D&D is a Moorpark Media podcast and a Spotify preferred partner. Written and edited by me, James Gressel. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Bradloff, and Mike Seigen.